Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, we're continuing our 100th birthday celebration of singer and songwriter Blossom Dearie. Last time on the show, we showcased Dearie's classic period in the late 1950s and her six remarkable albums for Verve Records. And this week, I will chronicle the next chapter of her career in the 1960s and 70s. During this time, Dearie moved to London, discovered her own voice as a songwriter, and eventually forged her own path as a music producer, taking full creative control of her work. I'll feature some of the musical highlights along the way. It's Blossom Dearie in the 1960s and 70s, coming up next on Afterglow.
Mad about the boy. It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there may be something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental. Isn't so sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't. Because I'm mad about the boy. It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there may be something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains binds me and enchains me, but I can't. Because I'm mad about the boy.
Blossom Dearie, live at Ronnie Scott's nightclub in 1966 with Noel Coward's Mad About the Boy. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at some of the 1960s and 1970s work of singer Blossom Dearie. Dearie would have turned 100 years old on April 28th of this year. In 1960, Blossom Dearie had been signed to Norman Granz's famed jazz record label, Verve, where she had recorded six incredible albums. However, also around this time, Granz had stepped away from the label, and the new management decided to let Blossom go. For a brief period in the 1960s, she took her cute and clever style to the world of advertising, recording jingles for cold medicine, shoes, and root beer. The root beer company Hires even recorded a promotional album with her in 1963 called Blossom Dearie Sings Rootin' Songs, although it's hard to find in print today. In 1964, Dearie was snatched up by another major label, Capitol Records, home to singers like Peggy Lee, Judy Garland, and Nat King Cole. She recorded the album May I Come In with arranger Jack Marshall. But sadly, due to flagging sales and changing tastes, it was her only album for that label. Nevertheless, it contains some fantastic songs, on par with her best work for the Verve label in the 1950s. Let's hear two tracks now. First, here is Blossom Dearie with a song co-written by her close friend Johnny Mercer. This is I'm Old Fashioned on Afterglow.
Upon my window pane, the starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I wanna be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. Sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you'll agree. Thank you. give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health, and more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. My breaking heart and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Blossom Dearie, in 1964, from her only album for Capitol Records called May I Come In. Just now we heard the standard I Wish You Love, a song originally written in French in 1942. Dearie had spent a considerable amount of time living and performing in Paris in the 1950s. Before that, the song I'm Old Fashioned by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. By the mid-1960s, Blossom Dearie was at a crossroads. Not only was she again without a label, but her husband, Bobby Jasper, had recently passed away, leaving her a widow at age 40. An old friend of hers, the jazz singer Annie Ross, convinced Dearie to start over in London. Dearie very quickly became enmeshed in the London jazz scene, becoming a staple at various London clubs and warmly embraced by the British audience. Blossom's humor, aloof stage presence, and talent made her a favorite. When performing live, she had the ability to both charm with a cute and silly song and then bowl you over with a quiet, intimate, yet heartfelt performance. As jazz critic Will Friedwald once said of her, quote, "The less Dearie actually sings, the more meaning she extracts from a text." The first album she recorded in London was a live album at the famous Soho jazz club Ronnie Scott's. It was called Blossom Time at Ronnie Scott's, released on London's Fontana label, and it became one of her favorite albums. We'll start this next set with two tracks from that album now, showcasing both that coy and sensitive side of her performing style. First, here is Blossom Dearie live in 1966 with a fun yet little-known Sheldon Harnick tune, The Shape of Things, on Afterglow.
Completely round is the perfect pearl the oyster manufactures. Completely round is the steering wheel that leads to compound fractures. Completely round is the golden fruit that hangs in the orange tree. Yes, the circle shape is quite renowned, and sad to say it can be found in the dirty low-down runaround my true love gave to me. Yes, my true love gave to me. Completely square is the velvet box he said my ring would be in. Completely square is the envelope he wrote farewell to me in. Completely square is the handkerchief I flourish constantly as it dries my eyes of the tears I've shed and blows my nose till it turns bright red. For a perfect square is my true love's head. He will not marry me. No, he will not marry me. Rectangular was the hotel room my true love tried to sneak through. Rectangular was the transom over which I had to peek through. Rectangular was the hotel room I entered angrily. Now rectangular is the wooden box where lies my love neath the grazing flocks. They said he died of the chicken pox. In part I must agree. One chick too many had he. Triangular is the piece of pie I eat to ease my sorrow. Triangular is the hatchet blade I plan to hide tomorrow. Triangular the relationship that now has ceased to be. And the self-same shape is a garment thin that fastens on with a safety pin to a prize I had no wish to win. It's a lasting memory that my true love gave to me. Thank you. This is called When the World Was Young. I feel that I must warn you right now that there's a very dramatic ending. Call me Coquette and Mademoiselle, and I must admit I like it quite well. It's something to be the belle of the ball, the grande femme fatale, the darling of all. There's nothing as gay as life in Paris. There's no other person I'd rather be. I love what I do, I love what I see. But where is the schoolgirl that used to be me? Are the apple trees blossoms in the breeze that we walked among? On our backs we'd lie, gazing at the sky, till the stars were strung. Only last July, when the world was young. Itself is some sort of fame. Come by for a drink, come by for a game. Wherever I go, they're glad that I came. The talk is quite gay, the company's fine. There's laughter and lights and glamour and wine and wonderful men, and some of them mine. But often different shine. Are the apple trees sunlit memories where the hammock swung? On our backs we'd lie, gazing at the sky, till the rounds were sung. Only last July, when peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice. You got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejew me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Pop me a cork. French me a fry. Crack me a nut. Bring a bowl full of bonbons. Chill me some wine. Keep standing by. Just entertain me. Champagne me. Show me you love me. Kid, love me. Best way to cheer me. Cashmere me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Send out for scotch, boil me a crab. Cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab. Never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear, rug me. Don't bug me, new thunderbird me. You heard me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. When I snap, when I say do it, jump to it, send out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just mink me, polar bear, rug me. That's great. Never outthink me, just mink me. Polar bear, rug me. Don't bug me, new thunderbird me. You heard me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape.
Blossom Dearie, live at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in 1966 with Peel Me a Grape, a song written by her friend Dave Frischberg. That comes from the album Sweet Blossom Dearie, the second live album that she recorded at that venue. Before that, we heard two songs from the album Blossom Time at Ronnie Scott's, her first live album from the venue, also from 1966. We heard When the World Was Young, another French tune with English lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and before that, the delightfully devilish Sheldon Harnick tune called The Shape of Things. Blossom Dearie's next album for the Fontana label, and her last album of the 1960s, was the 1967 album Soon It's Gonna Rain. The album featured a larger band, including some strings, flute, and percussion, and features newer songs in addition to some jazz standards, including four bossa nova tunes by Antonio Carlos Jobim. We'll hear one of those Jobim tunes now. This is Blossom Dearie in 1967 with Once I Loved on Afterglow.
Once I loved, and I
gave so much love to this love, it was the world to me. Once I cried at the thought I was foolish and proud and let you say goodbye. Sadness, you came and brought me love again. Now I know that no matter whatever befalls, I'll never let you go. I will hold you close, make you stay. Saddest thing when it goes away, because love is the saddest thing when it goes away.
Track from Blossom Dearie's 1967 album, Soon It's Gonna Rain. We heard Antonio Carlos Jobim's song, Once I Loved. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear some of Blossom Dearie's work in the 1970s. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the 1960s and 1970s work of jazz singer Blossom Dearie this hour. As she moved into the 1970s, Blossom Dearie started to lean into her own original music more than the jazz standards that helped shape her early career. Her final album for London's Fontana label, called That's Just the Way I Want to Be, released in 1970, featured 9 tracks that were either written or co-written by Blossom. She was quite critical of the album in retrospect, but many of these original songs became staples of her shows for years, so it clearly meant something to her. One of those songs was inspired by a 1968 appearance on the David Frost Show. Another guest on this TV show was John Lennon, still in the height of his Beatles fame. John expressed his admiration for Blossom on TV, even doing a little impression of her. And as a result, she turned around and penned this tune in his honor. Let's hear that song now. This is Blossom Dearie in 1970 with her original song, Hey John, on Afterglow.
Scoop-a-doop-a-dee-dwee-dop-dop, scoop-a-dee-boo, scoop-a-doop-a-dee-dwee-dop. Scoop-a-doop-a-dee-boo, scoop-a-doop-a-dee-dwee-dop-dop, scoop-a-dee-boo. Hey, John, what you say, John, made my day, John, digging you, digging me, John. Musically, this has been our first meeting.
Blossom Dearie in 1970 with her original song, Hey John, written about John Lennon. That comes from her final album for the Fontana label called That's Just the Way I Want to Be. In 1972, Blossom Dearie decided to produce and create her own album. For one, she wanted more control over the session and sound, but she also wanted to experiment freely with the electric piano, an instrument that had been taking over easy listening genres of the 1970s. She ended up recording and creating an album called Blossom Dearie Sings. But when she shopped the album around to other labels, no one was interested. Undeterred, she released the album herself, creating her own label called Daffodil Records, no doubt inspired by her own first name. Blossom Dearie released 5 albums on the Daffodil label in the 1970s, all of which are great if you're inclined to that 1970s soft rock electric piano sound. Each of the Daffodil albums has a title, but they also have a number. Blossom Dearie Sings was also called Daffodil Volume 1. Each record also felt like kind of a new experiment, with her trying out new material, reviving old material, but with Blossom always in control. Let's hear 2 tracks from 2 different Daffodil volumes now. This first one comes from Volume 1, Blossom Dearie Sings. It's another original, with lyrics written by her friend Johnny Mercer, who also hung around during this recording session. This is Blossom Dearie with I'm Shadowing You on Afterglow.
Everywhere you go, I think you ought to know I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind. I'm shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you, except whenever I can. You see, love, you are to me love, the indispensable.
Saving time so I could love.
that man of mine till the birdies wake and chime. Good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane.
Blossom Dearie in 1976 with the jazz standard There Ought to Be a Moonlight Saving Time. That comes from her album My New Celebrity Is You, a.k.a. Daffodil Volume 3. Before that, we heard her in 1973 with I'm Shadowing You, a song co-written by Dearie and Johnny Mercer, off of the album Blossom Dearie Sings, a.k.a. Daffodil Volume 1. The song we just heard, Moonlight Saving Time, is an old tune, written in 1930 by Irving Cahall and Harry Richman, and it was also a staple in Blossom Dearie's catalog. She also recorded it in 1959 for her album Once Upon a Summertime, for instance. Over the years, Dearie had developed her own little songbook, consisting of not only her originals, but a group of her favorite standards to perform live. She even released a compilation album in the 1990s called Our Favorite Songs. Throughout the 1970s, she would often return to these familiar songs that she had recorded at least one other time in the past, re-recording them on new albums for Daffodil. If you pick up any of these Daffodil records from the 1970s, you'll usually see at least one song that she first recorded on a Verve record or a Fontana record in the 1950s or 1960s, either updated to fit the current style or reinterpreted with a little more maturity. And let's hear two of those songs right now. First up, this is a song she first sang in 1959 in the key of B-flat on her album Blossom Dearie Sings Comden in Green. This version that we'll hear from nearly 20 years later comes from her 1977 album Winchester in Apple Blossom Time, aka Daffodil Volume 4. This is Blossom Dearie, now in the key of D-flat, with Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green's Lucky to Be Me on Afterglow.
What a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing joy I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came inside, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. Simply thunderstruck at this change in my look. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me.
Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on. I'm getting my kicks, digging arty French flicks with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Sammy Davis knows my friend. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen, meditation, and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scooba-dooboo. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip, I may flip, but I'm hip.
Blossom Dearie live at Reno Sweeney Nightclub in 1979 with Bob DeRose, I'm Hip, a song that she first started recording in the 1960s. That comes from her album Needlepoint Magic, a.k.a. Daffodil Volume 5. Before that, the song Lucky to Be Me, a song she first started recording in the 1950s. That comes from her 1977 album Winchester in Apple Blossom Time, a.k.a. Daffodil Volume 4. There are still parts of Blossom Dearie's recording career that we're uncovering, even today, more than a decade after her death in 2009. There is, for instance, a new box set called Discover Who I Am, highlighting her London recordings from the late 1960s. And in this box set are two full discs of unreleased recordings, taken from Dearie's personal collection of tapes. Unfortunately, many of these tapes have unknown origins. We don't have a date or location for them, but they reveal an artist who was constantly honing her own voice, discovering depth and meaning in new songs of her time. To close off this hour, here is one of those unreleased songs recorded sometime after 1968. This is Blossom Dearie with her heartfelt performance of the Jimmy Webb song, Didn't We? On Afterglow.
This time, we almost made didn't we, boy? This time we almost made some sense of it. Didn't we, boy? This time the answer right here in my hand. Then I touched it and it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang song in tune. Didn't we, boy? This time we almost made it to the moon. Didn't we, boy? Thank you.
almost made our poem rhyme. This time we almost made that long.
Blossom Dearie with an unreleased track recorded sometime after 1968. That was Jimmy Webb's Didn't We? That track comes from the box set Discover Who I Am, released in 2023. And thanks for tuning into this Blossom Dearie edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Thank you.